Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's time for another hour with one of the foremost doctors in the country. I'm very pleased and proud to have on the DJV health program Dr. Jack Stockwell, who practices with his wife. He's a Nuka chiropractor. Both of them are GAPS practitioners, and they have a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, which is a fabulous place to go if you want to go skiing or get stuck in the smog. Either or both of those things are fabulous at this time. You don't call it fog. You call it, then, what is it, an inversion?
In the inversion, yeah.
The inversion.
The temperature changes. It's colder on the surface of the ground than it is a few thousand feet above. And so, like up at our house, it was warmer when you could see that muck out there in the valley. It was warmer at our house by several degrees. And that's what traps that mucky air into the valley until the next storm comes along and blows it out.
One of the things we were just talking about, Al Peterson is the person in charge of the audio and how it sounds. So if Jack and I sound good, it's because Al's doing a good job. And if we don't sound good, listen, I'll figure it from there. At any rate, one of the things we were just talking about was Golden Seal. And it brought me around to thinking about our immune system, immune-boosting foods, immune-boosting supplements. I certainly have a routine, and you and I have shared this over the years. My routine includes echinacea, golden seal, zinc, vitamin C. What am I leaving out that I should be doing? I'm very good at exercising, keeping going, staying hydrated. All those things are great for your immune system, which Jack portends keeps you from getting COVID. So what else is there in there that is that I've left out? I know I must have left out at least one thing. I did what? Zinc, golden seal, echinacea, vitamin C,
calcium is absolutely
calcium.
Essential.
That's it, right? Yeah. So if you're taking supplements, the solution to how much to take to supplement with, if you're not eating the right foods, for example, how much vitamin C should you take a day? How many milligrams of zinc should you take a day? How many IUs of vitamin D should you take a day?
Those things change as the seasons change.
Ah.
You know, there's some things that are absolutely essential during the winter months, March, January, and January, February, March, as opposed to July, August, and September, or June, July, and August. And, you know, while there are certain fat, carbohydrate, protein requirements that we have to go through every single day of our life, there are aspects of the immune system that respond to the environment. Is there enough sunlight? Are you getting enough fresh air? You know, like in the winter months, like right now, obviously you're not getting as much sunlight. You're not getting as much oxygen either.
Right.
Because all the deciduous plants have fallen from the trees and the stems and the branches, and they're laying on the ground, becoming mulch that produce the oxygen for us. That's in the high point of summer, high point of harvest season, August, September, the air is rich in oxygen. So those things kind of change from time to time. But one thing that doesn't is the need for calcium. Calcium provides the firepower for your immune system, as well as does whole food vitamin C. And calcium and whole food vitamin, not ascorbic acid, the whole food vitamin C version, are absolutely necessary for the white blood cells to be able to do their job. And when the T cells, we've all heard about T cells because they, you know, they come from, they're made in the long bones, the marrow of the long bones, like all the other white blood cells are, but they're educated in the thymus gland, so we call them the T cells, your first line of defense. And their action in the bloodstream against the bad guys is absolutely dependent upon enough calcium in the tissues as well as enough whole food vitamin C present. Vitamin C is what creates a process called chemotaxis. White blood cells move through the process, like an amoeba, and they move through the process of chemotaxis, chemical movement. And they cannot move. White blood cells cannot move without the presence of vitamin C.
So
you need those all year long. I mean, you're going to run across sick people all year long, maybe more in the wintertime, of course.
Yeah.
But the constant exposure of your immune system to all of these antigens you're running across all the time keeps the immune system alert and strong, like a well-trained military does.
I believe in supplementation. For the past 35 or 40 years, I've taken on average probably 30 supplements a day. I believe that's one of the ways that has boosted my immune system. I also try to get enough sleep for me. I know how much I need. Not everybody. There's a cookie cutter answer to that question, Jack, that doctors like you give to clients when they say, okay, doc, how much sleep do I need? And you'll say, well, 7 to 8 hours, right? That's pretty much.
For 9 out of 10 people, 7 to 8 hours.
Yep. How much sleep do you get? How much do you need?
I only had 6 last night because of a bunch of other stuff, but I try to aim for 7.
You do.
But I can feel that I only had 6. You know, it's just like, how much water do you need to drink? Well, when you're thirsty, you drink water. How much sleep do you need? As long as you wake up feeling rested, you probably had enough sleep, whether it's 5, 6, 7, 8 hours.
I woke up an hour early this morning, and I went to bed late last night, but I had a good night's sleep, a fairly good night's sleep at your house. So I find that it's a cumulative thing. If I get 1 or 2 good nights rest, and this is, I think, pretty contrary to what a lot of experts say, you should get the same amount every night. A lot of people catch up, quote-unquote, on the weekend. I know I do, and I might sleep one night. The dog usually has me up at 7, so if I get up at 4 to 5 weekday mornings, and I get up at between 7 and 8 on either Saturday or Sunday, I feel like I'm well rested. And so, but it doesn't really, I think it's different for everybody. I think to tell somebody that they need to do this because this is what everybody else does, I think staying hydrated is silly. And I also asked you the other night, we were talking about how many times we get up to pee. I get up once, maybe twice. You said the same. And I guess that's normal, depending on how much water you drink. But you also told me, or Mary told me, that it was related to magnesium, because I've been taking a lot of magnesium for cramps, and she said that that would dry out my mouth, but also cause me to pee more. Yes?
Yes. Sense? Yeah, yeah. I would agree with her with that. Yeah, and also, well, magnesium affects the water, the free water in the body. Mm-hmm. And some people will take an awful lot of magnesium for whatever reason, get very dry mouthed. And, but the body has to get rid of that magnesium, so it's going to stimulate a lot of urine.
Pee time. All right, we'll continue on. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. We're going to engage in conversation about proper neck alignment because I want to go through the experience that I had with Jack, which I get every time I go to visit him, and why the Nuka Chiropractic health treatments are as effective as they are. And there are a lot of great podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com as well. You want to listen to information about most anything. There are hundreds of these podcasts covering everything from breast lumps to the prostate to things that need to be a part of your routine every day to keep your gut healthy. All of that is part of the service that Jack offers. Doesn't cost anything. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and check out all of those podcasts. Meanwhile, something else to check out. As we have all acknowledged, it's been a tough winter so far. It's been a tough year. It's been a tough 2 years. And we thought we were out of it last year. And we were ready to go, hoo-ah! And then, bingo, we get whacked again. And so we need to keep our eye on our own physical prowess. Are you transforming your body now that Christmas is over? Did you do it last year? Did you do it the year before? Does your body go through this yo-yo, this up and down? You get the weight on, you lose it. Put it back on again, you lose it. You're tired of that? I'll tell you something. Your body doesn't like it. Jack will tell you it's not healthy at all. For you to put weight on, take it off, put it on, take it off, not good at all. So isn't it time that you worked your way into good health by getting your weight at the optimum number and keeping it there? That's what I'm trying to do. And I've even been up and down 4, 5, 6 pounds over the past 4 or 5 months. Don't like it. I treat myself to Calitrin every single day. In the morning, I take some with my other supplements from Standard Process that Jack advises me to take, and then I take a couple at night as well. Not only are they really good for keeping the weight off, making your body work the way it does, but because the main ingredients are so good for you, it's drug-free, you know that. No stimulants, you know that, but the things that are in it are so easy for you to absorb, and they help rebuild your body tissue so well that it's just kind of like it's a no-brainer. So go to toploss.com. As you're losing the weight, support yourself. It's the healthiest weight loss product around. It's backed up by science and research and case studies like you wouldn't believe. So go to toploss.com. When you check out after you've decided, yep, I'm going to do this, use the DJV code, DJV code on checkout. Don't have to pay for shipping. And you get the, what do they call it, New Year, New You. That's the program they're on right now. That's what you get. You get the discount, the bargain, and the focus. New Year, New You at toploss.com.
Your local Staples is saying thanks in a big way. Right now, earn a $30 Staples store bonus when you spend $100 in store. Get custom printing or signage for your business, earn a $30 bonus. Get the latest tech, earn a $30 bonus. Get supplies for your classroom, earn a $30 bonus. It's that easy. Set yourself up for success in the new year by exploring what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Limit 1 ends 1/22. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here on DJV Health. I was talking about the podcast and the list of podcasts. You've done an awful lot for people. And it's, you know, been something that's been a labor of love for you and for Mary, helped a lot of people. I know you get clients, people that come to your office to see you every day, all day, and there are always people asking a lot of questions. But I say this because you're my friend. I respect what you have done. That's why you're here. But all the work that you've done to help people over the years, and it really isn't, you know, there's not a cost-benefit thing. That's not why you do it. You do it because it's good for people. And there's a lot of, as I look through the list of podcasts, things on vaccinations, what you should be aware of, not just with regard to the current vaccination stuff. I saw a picture last night. My sister sent me a picture of us in the second grade getting polio shots. And, you know, that was I think we all just expect like kids do today. Okay, my mom says we got to get these shots, so let's get the shots, right? And so I think there was more general acceptance of polio shots, though.
Can talk about polio a little bit if you want.
Yeah, I know. Well, so we can for a moment. We'll do that. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, continue on this week's DJV Health.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now. so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Doug Steffen with DJ the Health. Before we leave the immunity thing, I want to go back to one item that I didn't discuss with you, and that's breathing techniques. There are those who say that breathing techniques are also very helpful for your immune system. How does that work?
Well, it's the oxygen. Very obviously, your immune system, the major killing effect of the white blood cells is an oxidative process. And even though there are some toxins involved, some minor toxins here and there, usually the white blood cells are engulfing and destroying through an oxidative process the bad guys. But the thing that energizes the immune system, the thing that energizes cellular, what's called cellular respiration, just as you breathe in and out of your lungs, your cells have a respiratory effect as well. They take things in, they push things out, chemically or whatever else, or oxygen transfer across the system. And the greater the oxygen levels in the body, up to a point, I mean, oxygen is extremely toxic. You have to be,
too much is bad for you, right?
Too much is bad for you.
Yeah.
And conversely, of course, not enough. The little finger, the oximeters, pulse oximeters that you get when you go into the hospital or whatever.
You are 91 or 2
yeah,
or 6 or
something. Anything over 90 is considered acceptable. I've seen patients as low as 85, 86 seem perfectly okay.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, that thing is scanning the hemoglobin of the blood going into the capillaries underneath the surface of the finger, measuring the amount of oxygen that the hemoglobin is carrying. And that's the transport mechanism inside the body, is to move oxygen around through the hemoglobin that covers the red blood cell. And the greater the oxygen levels, the greater the efficiency that the body can operate at in almost every single system. And, the brain consumes more oxygen per gram of tissue than any, even heart muscle. The brain is ahead of heart muscle. And so there are various breathing techniques, because most of us are extremely shallow breathers. There's a book out there called Breath. It's either Breath or Breathe. And I'm trying to think of the author really quick. It's a yellow-covered book. I think they have a hard time keeping it in stock because it's so popular. I have it at home myself.
Yeah.
And he talks about the concept and the science behind getting enough oxygen into your system and what it does to build the immune system, what it does to detoxify the toxic materials that build up because of our modern-day world that we either get in through food, water, or breathing ourselves. And the Eastern techniques, a very deep meditative breathing, where deep breathing in the moments of meditation that fills the brain with oxygen at the time when you really need it if you're in deep meditation. And it goes on and on and on through a lot of different things, and we just seem to never think about these things because we weren't taught. It's like you're always saying, you know, by the time you're out of the sixth grade, you know, the kinds of things that we should know and have been taught about our bodies. And that's certainly one of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, under the circumstances, the body is so complicated, but it's so wonderful to discuss how it works. I find it, maybe some people find it boring. I find it fascinating. You're so good at it because you've studied it all your life. You have that focus, and your brain works in a way that makes it, it's wonderful. And then you apply all of that stuff in your Nuka chiropractic treatments. This past week, and I got mine, and mm-hmm. I'm looking at how, you know, things that we don't think about. I like to have my neck aligned, my shoulders aligned, I want my back aligned, but then there is the impact. I remember one time when you did it, you did something that opened up the flow of blood to my brain, and I could feel it. Kind of amazing, actually, for sure. If you can't go to see Jack, you can pick up some of the info about it on his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. As we continue, we talk about spike proteins in the next half hour. We'll see what else we can learn from Jack as we continue here on DJV Health.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
A secret to sticking with your goals? The right gear. Which is why I went on Kohl's.com and got an Adidas hoodie for under $45, picked up some Nike sneakers, and got a new fleece from Tech Gear for just $12.99. Oh, you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and get free store pickup. If only exercising was this easy. Flex styles, Adidas and Nike coupons not apply. Ends January 23rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The TSA is talking confiscated guns.
There's a new all-time record for the number of guns found at security checkpoints around the country. The TSA is saying 5,972 guns were discovered by officers last year. That easily surpassed the more than 4,400 guns found in 2019. 86% of the weapons found last year were loaded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Voting legislation that Democrats have tried to push through is on track for defeat. President Joe Biden's own party is poised to let the bill fail as Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the two holdout senators, are unwilling to change the Senate rules. And the Biden administration has launched its website for free at-home COVID tests. It's covidtests.gov. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Ukraine and Germany this week.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky as tensions between the United States and Russia compound over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Meetings in Europe last week failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. A group of bipartisan senators, four Democrats and three Republicans, met with Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support. On Thursday, Blinken will travel to Berlin to meet with the German foreign minister and members of the transatlantic Quad, which consists of U.S., Britain, France, and Germany. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan congressional committee investigating the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol issued subpoenas to three lawyers and a political strategist. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and Boris Epstein challenged the 2020 election results. The committee also subpoenaed the phone and text records of Donald Trump Jr. and his fiancée, Kimberly Guilfoyle. The Biden administration says it will significantly expand efforts to stave off catastrophic wildfires by more aggressively thinning forests around hotspots where nature and neighborhoods collide. Officials have crafted a $50 billion plan to more than double the use of controlled fires and logging to reduce vegetation that feeds fires. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here, second half hour of our visit this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along. Check out his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. The NUCA site is JackStockwell.com. The whole business about relationships between spike, am I right? When I look at the virus and I see these spikes that are in the side of whatever this little, it's a cell, much as anything else, and how that happened, the way I read it or have heard, is it was designed to stick to fat. So are there spikes in other cells that exist in our body or around in the world?
Well, our cells use collagen fibers to stick to one another. They're little tiny fibers that go in and out of the wall of the cell to an adjacent cell that holds those two cells together. Or it's like a bunch of grapes. If you can imagine a bunch of grapes, if you know that you would buy in the supermarket, all stitched together with super, super fine little threads and pulled together so that if you were to tug on one of the grapes, the whole thing would move, rather than just being attached to a stem. That's kind of how the cells of the body are put together with these collagen fibers. Now, the spike protein, the artist renditions of the coronavirus. The coronavirus doesn't look anything like those pictures that you, the color pictures of the red spikes and all that kind of stuff. If you look at a true electron microscopy picture of these exosomes, that they're, you know, it's the coronavirus or these exosomes that come out of the cell. And they look a little bumpy on the surface, and it's just some artist went ahead and drew this thing out, and that becomes the adopted picture of what it really looks like. And it,
yeah, I'm actually looking at a picture right now that somebody has drawn. The headline here is, want to get Omicron and just get over with it? Here's why that's a bad idea. So that's, you've heard a lot of people say, well, let's just get it and get it over with.
Well,
but the picture
idea,
the backdrop is the round cell with the spike sticking out of it. That's what
Now the
think.
Spike. Now they found out that spike sticking out of it is the toxic part of the coronavirus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea behind the mRNA vaccines was to genetically alter the cells, some of the cells' processes to make that spike protein, so that spike would stick out of your cell. And your immune system would look at it and say, what the heck is this? And create antibodies for it because they know it doesn't belong there. But there's no off switch. And they found out that this spike protein has a predilection for certain kinds of tissues over other tissues. And now, of course, the big thing they're pushing is the fat, that it seems to want, like the fat cells, which is counterintuitive because the fat cells have very little blood supply, extremely small blood supply. But it also has a great affinity for the female ovary. And so there are some possible problems that can stem from that, and some aspects of brain tissue and some aspects of the lung tissue. But the fat is the one that's getting all the attention at the moment, and that'll change. That'll change as we get further into this. They'll find something else. But the problem is that there's no off switch in the mRNA vaccine. There's no built-in time element to stop it from producing this spike protein. And so when you look at some very interesting numbers that are starting to show up out there, like if you compare the number of deaths of the 18 to 49 year olds in America during 2021 compared to 2020, the deaths are up 65% in an 18 to 49 age group. Now they're saying it's not because of the COVID. And they said some of it is COVID, but the rest of it isn't. But they're not giving a very definitive reason as to why there's a 65% increase in deaths in the age group of 18 to 49 in this last year compared to the year before. And, of course, the alarmists and the extremists and the talk show people out there on the far right or far left, whatever, are blaming it all on the vaccines because of vaccine damage showing up down the road. There are those who, if you don't have an adverse reaction in the first hour or two or the first 12 hours, then anything that happens after that had nothing to do with the vaccine, which is utter nonsense. But because we have no long-term studies, no long-term studies at all.
Well, that's not possible because we haven't had this for a long time. We haven't had it. It hasn't been around for a long time, long enough. And that's the thing about all drugs. If you really want to get down to the specifics of whether it's safe or not, or the FDA thinks that it's good for you, how many times have you seen stories of drugs that were approved by the FDA killing people? Our bodies are all different, as Jack tells us. And so we're all going to react differently to this stuff, and to have a cookie cutter stamp say this is safe for everybody, that's baloney. Because it's not going to be safe for everybody.
Well, exactly. And so we all have different. Well, look at the number of people who are actually dying of COVID. What is peculiar about that particular demographic? Well, they're over 60. And they, almost every single one of them that have succumbed to it so far, had high blood pressure. Now, along with the high blood pressure, they had problems with obesity, they had problems with cardiovascular systems, problems with the liver, problems with the kidneys in particular. And the people who were very healthy, as Fauci was indicating here, that everybody's going to get this eventually. Well, I think everybody has already gotten it. I think everybody already got it more than a year ago, because that's the way viruses move around.
But you may not have known it.
They didn't know it because you and I were talking about this weekend. Yeah,
I didn't. I have Jack. I mean, Ken Cronow says he thinks I've had it and I didn't know it.
Exactly. Most people have. Yeah. Most people have. Now, yeah. I've got a lot of patients that have had some very serious infections that were written off to COVID over the last year. I think I might have run across it a year ago myself, because I remember the sniffles for a day and a half. Yeah. I took a bunch of Calamo. It was over with, and nothing ever happened after that or since. And I'm 71 now. I'm almost 71 and a half.
Old-timer.
I feel pretty good. And I've got plenty of energy. And as soon as this show's over with, I'm on my way to the clinic to see a whole bunch of patients all day long. And but I take you were talking about how many supplements you take earlier. You know, I take as much, if not more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of my breakfast anymore. But I take the things that I know are going to boost my immune system. And we've got a great podcast on that at Forbidden Doctor. I don't recall the number offhand, but it says what to do before, during, and after the flu. And that would apply to COVID every bit as much as the flu.
Well, I think the other side of this is we all have different bodies. We need to know our bodies, what our bodies react to, et cetera. And the one thing that I know that I get out of all the things that I take, most of them through you and your guidance, is the fact that we talked about this over the weekend, the enzymes and what they do. They call them, Jack and his wife call them Lee enzymes. They're lifetime energy enzymes, and you can get them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you want to get them, 15% discount goes with the code Doug, and they're very, very important to your system. They just are. They're digestion, make sure your gut's working well, all of that stuff, and that's how you keep your health. I'm convinced of it myself. If I had COVID, and imagine if your health, and I say this without sounding like a braggart, if your health system is that good that you got it and you didn't know you had it, that speaks volumes, I think. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget about our weekly podcast. Jack's got one at Forbidden Doctor. I've got one with him on DJVHealthShow.com. The most recent one is a focus on vitamin D3, among other things. We also talk about the recent pig heart transplant and why the pig is a suitable match for us. Dr. Fauci and our focus on him and what he's all about. Jack talks about sunlight. That's very important for all of us to understand. It kind of goes with the photosynthetic process. So if you want a window on the world of medicine and you can't hear this program every week in its entirety, check out the podcast, DJV Health Show Podcast, available free at DJVHealthShow.com, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As retail giants and industry specialists prepare to gather at NRF 2022, Retail's Big Show, to tackle the sector's biggest topics and forecast what's next, retail customer engagement specialists and masters reveal new insight from consumers alongside their second annual Unpredictions report. The report helps to explain why online sales is still booming, which brands benefited the most during the pandemic, customer experience and loyalty, and what retailers should focus on to thrive in 2022. Megan York, Global Head of Product Marketing for Amarsys, is here to tell us more.
At Amarsys, we're on a mission to help marketers understand their customers better. And that's one of the reasons we surveyed over 2,000 people to help understand their buying behaviors during this pandemic. Over 30% of people said that they purchased something during the pandemic that they never would have before. Fitness equipment, painting sets, even home tattoo kits. But maybe not also surprisingly, the vast majority of people said whatever they purchased during the pandemic, they're not actually using anymore. That can be said about the treadmill that's sitting in my bedroom right now.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Health Program. So back to the podcast for a second, because I was looking. I have a list of all the podcasts. I was looking for the one that you just referenced. And because there are hundreds, back to the fact that there are hundreds of these things, there are all kinds of ways that you can learn how to protect yourself, what germs are all about, the understanding of whether or not your children have ADHD, what that's all about. Jack is just a walking encyclopedia. That's all there is to it. So now we have this, we have a challenge here. It seems to me that grappling with all the things that you've been talking about with regard to COVID and the cell and who gets and who doesn't, what protection, what doesn't, this is imperfect science, which is pretty much ought to be, instead of calling it science, it should be called imperfect science, because there's nothing perfect about it. Everybody has a different reaction. Some people in general are going to get protection from taking a shot. Some people in general are going to get better off because they've had vitamin C or whatever it is. But your body chemistry, Jack, is different, so therefore you're going to react. It's only natural that you react differently than other people in your family or people you work with or other folks. Just because somebody says it's good for you doesn't mean it is.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah, well, there are certain things that the body absolutely needs. And some people need more of it. Some people need less of it in the sense of chemical support that we get out of our foods. And the rest and avoidance of stress and all these different things tend to a more calm immune system. I've just mentioned stress. Let me say this about that. Increasing stress levels release more cortisol in the system. It comes out of the adrenals, and it helps the body adapt itself to stressful moments. But cortisol suppresses the immune response.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, you'd
yep.
think it would embolden it, but it doesn't. It suppresses
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Why people who are living in heavier stress related lives tend to have weaker immune responses. But when you add all these things up, it's just like you said a minute ago, none of us are the same. I mean, does everybody wear a size 9 shoe? Does everybody wear a red hat? Does everybody, you know, does everybody go to the movie at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon?
Now,
the varieties of human expression are as extent as there are people to express it. And the same thing with our human resilience. And the things, there are some things that we have to do, and other things are just options.
Yeah. One of the things that we need to keep in mind is our diet. Diet, diet, diet. Get
Number
the
one.
Things that you need. We all take supplements because the food's terrible. I noticed that you've been focusing on grapes, and I wish we had more time. I don't know. I don't like green grapes anymore because supposedly they have more sugar in them than the red ones. The red ones have all of the great things like resveratrol in them.
Yep.
So red grapes
red
better
grapes.
Than green
Take
grapes.
Take red over green.
Red. Okay.
Yes.
You got a choice. Take the red ones. The red ones are full of all kinds of great things. You want to live, what's the old, remember that old Wonder Bread commercial? Builds better bodies, stronger bodies, 12 different ways,
oh, yeah.
which is a load of baloney. But with grapes,
yeah,
actually
it was
can happen. It was just a complete
was a load.
Baloney. Great advertising. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jack Stockwell is here among the DJV healthers. It's the healthy time on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack, with whom I spent the past weekend learning more about my body, learning about how his clinic in Salt Lake functions. And for those of you who are listening in Salt Lake, and I have a beautiful new facility. Have you told everybody that yet, or am I?
No, we haven't signed anything yet.
It was a great place. I went to look at the new place. I thought it was fabulous. Salt Lake City is a very unique American city, I think, anyway. I travel a lot, and I find in Salt Lake lots of contrasts, right? The comparison to other cities, more contrasting Salt Lake for lots of different reasons. The good reasons are there are a lot of great people there, and they have a lot of great businesses. One of the worst things about the city is the airport. What a nightmare. Oh, God. What a horror show.
Brand new.
It's a brand new airport. What'd you say?
It's terrible.
$4 billion. It was supposed to cost two, and it cost four.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. Awful, awful. Anyway, that's not why we're talking. We want to talk about your health and well-being. COVID has spiked again. A lot of people are working from home. And I wondered this. We never really talked about this. Do you think it's healthier? Never mind the psychological impact of it, but physically, is it better for people to stay home in their environment? For example, you do a lot of work from home. Mary does a lot of work from home. I work from home. I know a lot of people who work from home for a long, long time. And I wonder if it isn't psychologically and physically healthier in some ways for the workforce to stay at home.
How did mankind get to the role it's had right now, that it's enjoying right now, sans COVID? For thousands and thousands of generations, if we had stayed home, we often lose sight of the fact that our bodies are just a part of a community of other living organisms, the majority of which we can't even see because they're too small, and that's what we call the microbiome. Mm-hmm. And the virome that lives within us, that keeps us alive. We keep it alive. It keeps us alive. And it's constantly adapting and changing to the environmental changes that we experience. Coming in contact with another human being, hugging, a kiss on the cheek, shaking hands, is one of the best ways to keep your immune system strong and healthy and resilient. And this is, You know, at the same time, you see this explosion of cases. You don't see an explosion of deaths. This is just something like another flu. We're in flu season. We're in cold flu season now anyway. A lot of this stuff is just the flu. The test that they do to try to determine if you have COVID or Omicron or Delta or whatever can't tell the difference between those things and the flu. You could have a flu experience and still get a positive Omicron, even though there's no real definitive test for Omicron anyway. And then at the same time that's happening, the World Health Organization is coming out and saying all these vaccinations, all these boosters, and vaccinating children simply are not necessary. That's not getting in the news.
Yeah, obviously. Well, the World Health Organization is from hunger, as far as I'm concerned, run by the Chinese. But I know what you're saying. There are a lot of other credible sources that are kind of saying the same thing. To move to something else that complicates COVID, that is smoking.
Sure.
There's a whole thing about how we all know. I mean, is there anybody that is in existence that doesn't know that smoking is bad for you? It's not good also for your pocketbook. I didn't realize this because I don't smoke and never have, and I don't want to be around people who smoke. But if you buy a package of normal cigarettes, listen to this. We are in America, in our healthcare system, we ought to be doing something about this because America is the cheapest place in the civilized world to buy tobacco products. Did you know that?
No,
I didn't. The average package of 20 costs $8 in America, $12 in France, $15 in England, and $26 in Australia. How about that? So, and look at the health of the people in those. I don't know what you think about European health, but it seems to be they say it's because of COVID. Our lifeline has actually gone backwards in the past couple of years, right? The length of time the average American lives. Is that because of Omicron or Delta or whatever? Or is it just because we're eating so badly and it's catching up with us? Our habits are so bad. What do you think, Jack?
Well, in my experience, the greatest determining factor of how long you're going to live is the environmental aspects of your life, which includes your diet, includes rest, stress levels. All these things add up. A diet is the most important determiner of longevity.
Diet is, right.
Yes.
So the more ice cream you have that's health food, the better off you are.
Right. There you go.
Mary's milkshakes for everyone. Well, there's a little vanilla ice cream in it. We'll be all set. All right, Jack Stockwell here on the DJV program. 59.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.